In 1483, a beautiful young woman called Jane Shore was forced to walk along the streets of London in penance in only a petticoat. This was her long walk of shame. Jane had been the long-term mistress of King Edward IV of England, but following his death in 1483, his brother Richard III took to the throne. So Richard III wanted to punish Jane, whose actual name was Elizabeth. He wanted to publicly humiliate her for her adultery because she had been a royal mistress. But it was more than that, because she had been involved with plots that he thought were against him. And so this was a way to really bring her down. So she was stripped down to just her chemise, which is basically a shift or a petticoat. And she was given a taper. You can see it there. It's basically a thin candle, and forced to walk like that through the busy streets of London. It was said that she behaved very dignified, even in the midst of this utter humiliation. It was said, "In which she went in countenance and pace demure so womanly, and albeit she were out of all array, all clothes, save for her kirtle only, yet went she so fair and lovely that her great shame won her much praise." For those of you who saw Game of Thrones and saw Cersei's walk of shame or walk of penance, this was inspired by Jane Shore's walk of penance and others from history. However, in the Game of Thrones, Cersei was forced to walk naked, which is even more humiliating. Following this walk of shame, Mistress Shore was placed into Ludgate Prison, and one might have thought that that would be the end of her journey. She had been a noted beauty since childhood. She'd been married once before, managed to divorce that husband, then became the celebrated mistress of Edward IV, and now she was in prison. But that was not the end of this remarkable woman. While in prison, she captured the attention of Thomas Lynham, the King's Solicitor General. He fell in love with her. And he convinced Richard III to let Jane go, and the two were married. She was a remarkable and beautiful woman, and Thomas More later wrote this of her. "Proper she was and fair, yet delighted not men so much in her beauty as in her pleasant behaviour. For a proper wit had she, and could both read well and write. Merry of company, ready and quick of answer, neither mute nor full of babble. Sometimes taunting without displeasure, and not without disport." The merriest of Edward's mistresses was this Shore's wife, in whom the king therefore took special pleasure. "For many he had, but her he loved,